It was a perfect night for Chuckwagon Racing as the final 10 heats of the 2024 Pinoca Stampede got underway. First up, the All-Pro Canadian Chuckwagon Championship Heat. Herb Arkand won the heat with a time of 1 minute 16 seconds and 73 milliseconds, followed closely by Phil Arkand, who had a time of 1 minute 16 seconds and 79 milliseconds. Following the All-Pro, the racing moved to the World Professional Chuckwagon Association races. Beginning at Heat 1, the prize money escalated, culminating with the $75,000 Tommy Dorchester Dash for cash. Racing legend Kirk Sutherland took part as part of Heat 1, in what is to be his final appearance at the Pinoca Stampede after having previously announced his intention to hang up the reins at the end of the season. Jamie Laboucane won the first heat with a time of 1 minute 15 seconds and 59 milliseconds. Roger Moore and his team took Heat 2 with a time of 1 minute 17 seconds and 66 milliseconds. In Heat 3, Doug Irvine came out on top with a time of 1 minute 19 seconds and 4 milliseconds. Following the arena being groomed, Heat 4 got underway with Wade Salmond coming out on top thanks to his run of 1 minute 15 seconds and 62 milliseconds. In the $13,800 Heat 5, Evan Salmond took the heat with a run of 1:17 flat. Meanwhile, in Heat 6, Josh Hernick built on the previous night's success, winning the heat and the lion's share of the $14,600 purse. In Heat 7, the reigning Calgary Stampede Rangeland Derby champion, Lane McGillivray, with a time of 1 minute 17 seconds and 99 milliseconds, fell to Dayton Sutherland, with a time of 1 minute 17 seconds and 92 milliseconds. Heat 8 featured a $17,800 purse and some of the fastest drivers of the week, and was won by Chad Fike with a time of 1 minute 16 seconds and 58 milliseconds. Finally, it was time for the Dash for Cash. Securing their spots in the championship heat were reigning Pinoca Stampede champion Chance Vigan, Luke Tournier, Kurt Benzmiller, and Ray Croteau Jr. In a heartbreaking upset, Vigan hit a barrel at the start of his run, incurring a 5-second penalty, which dropped him to last place, leaving the door open for Lightning Luke Tournier to swoop in and secure the win, and the $75,000. Vigan did not leave empty-handed, though. He was still the aggregate winner for the week's racing.